have and all we got. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. not just in the deeper waters, but deeper in me, body, soul, and spirit.
Amen.
Immerse yourself. Immerse yourself in the Word.
Yeah.
Immerse yourself in prayer. Immerse yourself in following my calling, my leading. The world has got so many counterfeit voices out there. The world has got so much to tug your children away, to tug you away. My children, listen to my voice. You know my voice. I know yours. Listen to my voice and follow me. Don't listen to what the world has to say to you. The time is growing very short. There are so many out there that still need to be brought into the kingdom. You are my hands and feet in this world. I need you now more than ever. I need you now more than ever. You have been equipped for this fight. You are ready for this fight. Now put your faith to work and get out there. So says the Lord.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I wondered when this would come, but now it's here. I mean, everybody knows when this word came out. It was last Sunday. God gave it to me. Can you put up on the scripture Matthew 11:12 on the big screen? He said read the verse. But in the Amplified. I think we got Amplified Classic, right? That's what I use. Yeah. 11:12. King James says it, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. But this said, and from the days of John the Baptist, from this present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force. Listen to what he says. As a precious prize. What is a precious prize? The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God. As a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. I didn't understand this verse. I mean, I always wondered. I questioned it. What does it mean? And the Lord gave me this, then I had to go study the verse. The Lord told me to tell you that for 2023, this duty, that word, and this word are unbelievably close. And you hadn't read it. It's only been shared with two people that I know of. Playtime is over, the Lord says. It's your time to take your authority, take your place in the kingdom. Fight your way through the world into the kingdom of His dear Son. Take your place. Playtime is over. Press into me, says Jesus. Press into the kingdom. Press into the kingdom. Press into what is yours and what I have given you. Too many have dabbled with the world and with me, says Jesus. Choose who you're going to serve today. Choose who you're going to serve. No more games. No more half-hearted service. Playtime is over, says the Lord. And when you, the word that came forth, and this goes hand in hand. So it was confirmation that I was supposed to give this. Thank you for the Holy Spirit for being leading. Amen. So playtime is over. It's time for us to get into the place where God has set us in His kingdom. It is time. No more games. God said no more games.
Right.
No more half-hearted service. Get into His kingdom. Press in. Look what He said. As a precious prize, this is something to be sought after. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is on earth. The kingdom of heaven is heaven, right?
Right.
The kingdom of God is His authority on earth. It is to be sought. See, it says, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with the most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Playtime's over, folks.
Amen.
It's time to get in the Word of God. It's time to get in the will of God. And it's time to get in the presence of God.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit for everything is established but two or more witnesses. So as two witnesses, I have another one. Ann's got one.
If you call yourself a teenager, I want you to come to the front. Lily, Lila, y'all teenagers.
You don't have far to go.
No. This is definitely, it's definitely of God. You know, we all have temptations and things to that we deal with every day. But I'm telling you, God said to pray over these young people. There's going to be a boldness in them like never before. And if you have a teenager up here, sweetheart, you're a teenager. Come on. You're close enough.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
Yeah, come on, darling. Sarah Beth, you come on. You're not a teenager, but in those boys, come on.
This is serious business, folks.
Yes, it is. This is God.
Paying attention to what's happening.
Come on, sweetheart. Come on. I said teenagers, but yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you have a child up here as a parent, I want your parents to come and stand with your children. God is so good. God is so, so good, so anointed, ordained of God, perfect timing, perfect place. God is such a good God, such a good, good God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt and Jennifer, did y'all know y'all are raising two little heroes? Heroes ordained from the very beginning of God, that they would be great men of God, that they would have parents that would put God first and nothing else. And the enemy is bound.
Yes.
Oh, he's bound. You hadn't seen anything yet.
Praise God.
Now we need to quit praying and quit believing. No. We place a hedge of protection around them, a bloodline around them, a hedge around them. They'll be everything they were called to be from the beginning. No weapon will form against this household. Never. Never.
Never.
Tim and Ashley, great parents of God. Great men and women of God. Two precious angels here and one angel in heaven. But you know what? She's not in our past. She's in our future. And everybody that we can take with us will be that many more that we'll get to see God and get to see. And God said, I'm proud of y'all.
Amen.
You've stood. There's been days that you think, God, can I go? But you did. You trusted God and you did. And he said, my son and my daughter, there are much greater days ahead. And don't think, oh, God, how? You just begin to thank him that it is. That it is. Much peace. Much peace. Much peace. And Cooper, God's got you. He's got you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's got you. He's got the mate. He knows your heart. He knows you love him. And he knows your main thing is to serve God. And nothing will cause you not to. You too, little man. You ain't little no more. I had him to stand up today beside me, and my gosh, I got on heels and he don't. And he's taller than me.
Praise God.
Chase, there's some decisions. You're going to have to turn right or you're going to have to turn left. God said, you know in here, exactly what you're to do. And you're well able to do it. He's pleased. He's pleased. Don't wonder, oh, am I doing enough? Am I doing this? Am I doing that? You just be you. God's got you. God's got you. My sweet angels, if you're a sweet angel to me, you're definitely a sweet angel to God. He said he's placed you. I need a Kleenex. He said, I placed you here for such a time as this. And there'll be temptations. I'm eating my snot. There'll be temptations, but y'all are brought up, made up for the right things. Don't be led to the left. Go right with God. He said, I got you. Don't worry about school, Lily. Lily, it's going to be a great time. Don't worry about finances, which I don't think you do. But anyway, a prophet told us one time, and you believe the prophet, and so shall you prosper. And the prophet said, don't worry about finances. God's got it. So I choose to believe that.
Amen.
Elizabeth, God said, I got you, my daughter. And I placed you in your calling to be a minister more so than just a teacher. He said, I got your back. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I'm telling you, God is so good. He's so proud of each and every one of y'all. Brooklyn, my sweetheart, God said you have fought a good fight. And you win.
Yeah.
You win. Just as beautiful as that little face is today. That's just how beautiful your life is. God said you will be and you will accomplish everything that I've intended for Brooke to be. You'll take these things you've been through, and you'll be a witness to other people like no one else can. God's not putting you through this where you can be a good witness. You are a good witness. And he said, I got you. I got your back, I got your front, I got your mate, I got the schooling, I got everything for you. You just relax and be you. Pretty girl. Boys, you know why y'all fight sometimes. I've never been there and saw you, but I believe you do. God said you're going to fight a good fight for me. You're going to fight a good fight for me. Jeremy, y'all bless beyond words. May not look like it sometimes. You may say, why? God said, you're my kids. I love you. And I also love your kids. Don't ever think I don't. I'm not punishing you for anything. I just love you. He's got plans for you. You've rolled back. You've rolled forward, trying to maybe figure out the right plan. You trust this. God's got you. He's got you. You've said, can I do that? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Will I do that? Yes, you will. God's got you. Sweetheart, you didn't think you was a teenager, did you? Not, but let me tell you, God loves you, and he's got a plan already. It doesn't matter if we're teenagers or if we're 72 like me. He's got a plan for us. And sometimes he has to redeem the plan, not because he's off track. We get off track a little. I'm not saying you've been off track, but I'm telling you, there's times that we get off track, and God will redeem the time. He will redeem the time. He's going to redeem the time for you, my darling. Sarah Beth, you know what, sweetheart? We're all miracles, but I'm telling you, you are a miracle. And there's healing in your hands. There's peace in your hands. There's deliverance in your hand. Because your parents stood and went through all that and believed you here. So God's got a plan for you, darling. And you never can start too young. I remember when you came to church, probably about the first time or so, I held you in my hands and there was a healing line. God said, you put your foot on whoever it was. I took your foot and I put it on them. And God healed them. So that's where the root and the faith started. So there'll be many, many more, sweetheart. Messed up. You have not messed up. You are a fighter. You are a faith lady. You're a woman of God, and God's got you. There's some seeds you got in the ground that you're waiting on to come up. We water them today. We water them today. And we thank God in the name of Jesus that they're coming up. They're coming up. They're coming up. No worms, nothing shall get in there and steal these seeds. They're planted in God. And every seed will come up. There's a harvest time. And I'm telling you, you're this close. Harvest time, sweetheart. Harvest time. Thank you, Jesus. And that harvest comes, you'll get part of it too, sweet man. And God has not seen what you've done, or He's not took it lightly. He knows everything you've done for other people. And it's time to reap. Good seed. Good seed. Hey, sweetheart. We thank you, Father. We thank you. God bless this little man. Protect him. Let him be everything that God has called him from the mother's womb. We thank you for it, Father, and we praise you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. You too, sweetheart. God's got you. You know, sweetie, how you just kind of broke out here lately and speaking, and just your little personality's just changed. I'm telling you, it's going to be for God. And singing and loving to do things you love to do. You keep that dream in your heart. You water it, you feed it. You see yourself doing things you want to do, okay? And God's going to take it and cause it to multiply. And we thank you. Father, we thank you for every word that's been spoken today, God. God, you're so good. You're so awesome. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for these parents, dear God. God, that they'll encourage these young people. We place a hedge of protection around them. We place a bloodline around them. We send their angels out forth around them, around their vehicles, around their home, around their schools. Wherever they go, that the angels will go forth and be ministering for them. We bind anything that would try to come against them, hurt them in any way. We bind it. We take authority over it in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we give you glory for it, Father. We stand on your word. Your word will not return void. It will accomplish everything. Every dream these sweet young people have, these children have, God, will be fulfilled. And we thank you for it, Father, and we praise you for it. I pray for these parents that they have wisdom. God, that you meet every need they have, mentally, spiritually, socially, financially, emotionally, dear God. We thank you and we praise you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen.
Amen. Just before you go, God's got something He needs to say.
Gabby, did I pray for you? No, I'm sorry.
Riley.
Lord.
Riley.
Yeah, Riley.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up Gabby to you, Father. I lift up Riley to you. God, I thank you that she's made a decision, God, to serve you and to raise her family in a Christian home. We thank you, Father. God, give her a heart's desire. You know what it is. And God, I know that it lines up with your word, and I ask in the name of Jesus that you give her her heart's desire. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over her. I pray this delivery go without any complications. We thank you for it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I'm sorry, baby, I missed you.
Amen. It's like the other day, I've been praying for Gabby.
What, darling?
Cash, oh. Been. Come on down, Cash. Got a word for you, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a word for
me. No, you
didn't. Yeah. You did. Cash, God's getting ready to open some doors that are in front of you for the rest of your life, and he's going to open them with such force and with such victory, they're going to break off the hinges. So not even will anybody be able to try to shut them. They won't be there for them to be shut. And the thing is, God's placed dreams and he's placed desires in your heart. And you think, well, I can do that when I get grown. Or when I grow up, I can do that. God's placed those on your heart for now. And you may live out that dream your entire life. But the simple fact of the matter is, God wants you to know that you don't have to wait till you're a certain age. You don't have to wait till you're a certain height. You don't have to wait till you've had this education. God says your dreams are now.
Ooh, thank you, Father.
Who says, I dare any man say that you have to wait for a dream that God has put in your heart? So you just take a deep breath and you say, thank you, God, for my dream. And it'll come and it'll manifest whenever, but we are not to put limitations on it, because it'll start sooner than you've ever imagined.
I wish I was a teenager today. Hallelujah. Did she pray for you, baby? Okay. Well, ma'am, God's got a word for you. Name? Sarah. Got two Sarahs in here. All right. Sarah, the Lord says, I have set before you a straight and a narrow path. I've given you a supernatural endurance to run the race that is set before you, that you will cross the finish line and you will receive all accolades that I have for you. And in the meantime, you will grow in power and love and strength, and you will run this race. So it doesn't matter what others may say. I'll go to the left or to the right. The Lord says, I have for you a prepared path. And I have given you the strength to do it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, sweetheart. Need some Kleenexes over here. There we go. Mommy, okay? Let's all extend our hands toward this group. We all know being a parent is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing being a child in this society that we live in today. But we as a church are family. So let's make a decision to pray for our children and these young adults who are parents. And all these are out here. All of us older ones, grandpas. God, we need prayer. Hallelujah. Can we do that? Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stretch our hands toward these families, we know, Lord God, it is your purpose and your will for them to prosper and to be in health. So from that standpoint, We declare that Jesus is Lord over these and that no weapon will prosper ever against them. They will go through life and they will succeed because you have caused that to happen and they chose to believe. So Lord, we put our faith with them. We love them. We release our love toward them as well, and we will help them get to where they're supposed to be. That is our mandate and our call. In Jesus' mighty name. And Mike Holloway, for Eli and Noah, they'll be everything God intends for them ever to be. It's going to shake the world, shake them, surprise them. They're going to shake off some things, and the pace is going to pick up for them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I think I'm done. No. Okay, y'all can go to your seat. I'm finished with that. But I need Ann. I need you. And come on, see. We need to pray for them. Ann, I need you. We're right in y'all's way, aren't we? Go to the back. We're going to pray for Charlie. Charlie Duke. She's not here today. And she's been to the doctor. And the doctor says she has symptoms, but he's treated her. But that don't not seem to be working. But Dan, we know somebody that's bigger than the doctor, don't we?
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
You two come over here and lay your hands on Larry for me, please. Let's just obey the Spirit. Hallelujah. Right there, her lungs, her body. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Charlie to you. Satan, enough's enough. You get out of here now in the name of Jesus. Any weapon, any symptom, anything you have orchestrated against Charlie and against Larry, against their household, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver her, set her free from all symptoms. Lord, confirm your word with signs following. We thank you for doing so in Jesus' mighty name, and we do not expect anything less because you are a God of your word. We thank you for our healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Okay, time for offering. Is our offer taker here today? Yes, she is. Hallelujah. God's good. Be a joyful, cheerful giver. Smiley, there you go. You're looking good, buddy.
Have you ever heard the saying, if you don't feel close to God anymore, guess who moved? Because he'll never leave nor forsake you. And I was spending some time with him yesterday. And you know what? Sometimes when you go to the throne, you don't always feel his presence. You just have to know he's there by faith. And the Lord started ministering this song to me. It was by Andre Crouch, and even Blaine and Christine recorded this. And it's Take Me Back. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Do you remember when you first believed? Man, I would just break out in song to the Lord. There was such joy in my heart. And the song says, I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord, but still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, their memories keep drawing me. I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy, and dry my weeping eyes. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. I tried so hard to make it all alone. I need your help just to make it home. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. And I was thinking about that song yesterday, and I said, God, you got to take me back. I got to feel your presence. I got to have that joy that I first felt when I first believed and when I first received. Because you know what? We just sometimes take God for granted. We just take his presence for granted. And sometimes we just need him to take us back and help us remember where he brought us from. And I know this don't have anything to do with money. But the word says, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, the rest will be added unto you. You know what? He wants wealth and riches in your house. He wants you to have increase the more and the more you and your children. He has a plan. You've heard it over and over this morning for your children. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good, not for evil. They give you a hope and a future. God has a good, good plan. And I want to go back to and remember where I came from. He's a good God. And he is willing to open up the windows of heaven on you and pour blessings on you you don't have room enough to receive. And we have the second offering this morning. You want to be blessed double? Give double. Amen. Lord, we just praise you. We just thank you that you're so good. Lord, we just thank you that you take us back this morning. Take us back. Lord, help us remember where you took us from. Lord, I thank you. We love you. We thank you, God, that you chose us and you chose us for such a time as this. And I thank you, Lord God, that the blessing of the Most High God is on this church. You command the blessing on this church. So we're blessed. We're blessed, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You're going to cause men to give unto our bosoms. Jobs, raises, promotions, increase, surprise. I just want to surprise you with this. I just speak it over this congregation. God's just going to say, surprise. I just want you to be blessed. I'm putting this in somebody's hand to give you. Surprise. You're blessed. We love you. We praise you. And we thank you that the anointing of increase is on this church this year. We'll give more than we've ever given this year. So we'll be blessed more than we've ever been blessed this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for our praise team. Amen. Lauren and Shane and Mike. Judy. And Cash. Praise God. Amen. Let's give them a big hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wow, what a morning already. Ooh. Hallelujah. I love when the Holy Spirit just gets involved all the time. Amen? And He does here all the time, for sure. But and that's a thank you to all of you guys, too, that allow the Holy Spirit to move. Not every church will do that. They have their format, and that's okay. But we're here to let the Holy Spirit teach and to let Him do what He wants to do, right? Look at your neighbor and say, the Holy Spirit is smarter than you are. Let that be a revelation to you today and forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a great job they did today. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God for blessing our kids and the words that they received. And those are eternal words. Eternal words. And they'll be on the podcast, I'm imagining. So go on our website. Go to the podcast for today, probably a day or two before we get up there, maybe.
Hopefully tomorrow.
And so you can get all these words, write them down. If kids don't want to do it, mom and dad, y'all write it down, stick it on the fridge or do something with it. Don't let it get away from you. Put it where you can see it, speak it out with yours, and then enjoy the victory. We have vision, we have voice, which equals vision, which equals victory, excuse me. So let's say it out loud. I have a vision from God.
I have a voice from God,
and I have the victory from God. That's the way it works. That's just the way it works. The Bible says without a vision, people perish, right? You got to know who you are. You got to know where you're supposed to be going, right? A vision. And then it says we have a voice. How do we move mountains? With our voice. The voice, the word of God that you speak, will do what it's sent to do every time without fail if we'll believe it, right? Luke, you never said, boy, that's some good preaching.
That's good preaching.
All right. We're going to run out of neighbors here in a minute, so we got to move on. Wow, good crowd here today. Thank you all for being here on such a beautiful day in downtown Oklahoma, Mississippi. Oh, center of the universe. Yes. Garden spot of the world.
Yes.
Amen. Why not?
Amen.
Well, you're here. I'm here. Praise God. In reference to Judy, the word that God gave, what a beautiful word.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful word. Playtime's over. And Jerry, what a wonderful word from God. It's a new day. New things are happening. All that will be on the podcast as well, so you need to listen to it. Write that all down. And I got tickled up here on the stage. Judy gave the word, and I said, that sounds familiar to me. And then Jerry gave the word. I said, whoa. Can we put up on the screen Miss Karen? Everybody give Karen a hand clap. She works better if you praise her. She ain't said a word. She's not even smiling. I'm going to shut up. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. And in adjacent to what the Lord said through Judy and through Jerry, this is what He was going to say to all of us here today. God just, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is so, He is so cool. Yeah. Philippians 3:13. There we go. Brethren, so who is God talking to here? Us, the church. Now, Paul is writing this, and previous to these, the first 1 through 12, he's talking about himself. He's talking about all the things he's attained. He said, if anybody could brag, I am the one that can brag. I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I learned under Gamaliel. I am the Pharisee of the Pharisee. I had it all. All was laid out in front of me. I guarantee you, his vision was to be the high priest one day. Right? Why not? He's already been there when Stephen was stoned. They're already calling on him, and he's a young man. So that's where, and he was zealous. He took women and children and men, put them in jail, killed some of them. I don't know if he did it by his own hand, but he had it done. And God still used it. Everybody say, there's hope for me. All the things that he has. Now look, if you're the high priest, buddy, you the head cheese. You got servants, you got money, you got the best robes, you got the best ride in town, you got the finest donkey in town. Paul said, that was me. I am the golden boy. But he had an experience one night on the road to Damascus. How many of you had a road to Damascus experience before? When God said, time out, this is enough. You need to talk to me. And we did. And guess what? When you talk to Jesus, you never leave the same. If you have a good talk with him. If you listen to him. So he's saying here, Paul is saying these things. I count not myself to have apprehended, or that word means to attain. He has got it going on. Right? Let me say right. Say it out loud.
Right.
I got that one. Right. Correct. I count not myself to have attained or apprehended, but this one thing I do. He said, I have attained a lot. But this is the one thing I do. Didn't you mention something about press to the prize? God's too funny. Count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Let's say it out loud. This one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. Well, do y'all want to come on back down to the altar? The devil works on people 24/7 telling them, God can't forgive you for that. You and I have invited people to church, inviting them to receive the Lord. I've just done so much bad. God can never save me. Au contraire. The Bible's full of people like that. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Everybody say, no more looking back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Now, for all of us that were raised in church, that's an old song. I have decided to follow Jesus, okay? But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. Now, you see, all those things he's talked before about his life, and he's going to talk some more here at the end, which we're not going to get into. But this one thing that we need to know, he's telling us what to do, what he had done. But this is the one thing he did. He said, I forgot my past. He was wicked. He was mean. He was religious to the bone. He thought he had it figured out, that his way was the right way and there's no other way. But Jesus threw a curveball to the whole human race when he walked out of that tomb. That way is dead. This is the new way. I am the new and living way. No man comes to the Father but by me. I am the what? Truth? Lie. That's it. Y'all got them. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. So let's just think like this. Hey, Dina, there's some good things in front of you. Hey, y'all, some good things in front of y'all. And y'all and me, all of us, there are good things in front of us from God. But I need to reach forth. I can't sit on the couch. I can't put other things before me. I've got to see God. Now, that doesn't mean you got to punch a clock for God, but you stay in contact with God and seek ye first the kingdom of God. Somebody said that just a while ago. And all those things that we try to attain will be added to us by God. Everybody say, that sounds like easy work. Well, it is, but walking by faith is not always easy. Amen. It takes a lot of trust, but it's worth it all. Reaching forth. They would say, I'm going to reach forth unto those things which are before. Okay, verse 14. I press. What are we going to be pressing into? You know, you can touch your finger, but if you're pressing. You can put a nail against some wood and just hold it there, or you can take a hammer and just hit that thing. Right, Andy? That's a joke between Andy and me. Anyway, and hit that, and you knock it into that wood. You press on into there. So there's some opposition in our lives. We know that, the world, the spirit of the world, the enemy. But greater is he than me than he is. Just how bad do I want the prize of God? I think a lot of Christians need to ask that question today. All of us. How bad do I want this? I want the prize. What is the prize going to be? What is the prize going to be? It's going to be the Super Bowl. It's going to be that national championship tomorrow night. And all of us, who y'all pulling for? Bunch of chickens. Any bulldogs in here? Got some horned frogs in here? Have y'all even watched the games? Do you know there's a game on tomorrow night? Oh, I forgot. Y'all more spiritual than I am. But he says, I was the one, man. But I forgot all those things. All the luxuries, all the wealth, all the honor, all the glory. When I walk down the street, everybody just gets out of the way. I forgot that. And I'm reaching forth. You see, Paul met someone that's greater than all the riches, everything we could ever have in this life. He met him that night on the road to Damascus. You can meet him in this room today if you need to. Or you can just reacquaint yourself. You might want to introduce yourself to him. He's here. But I press toward the mark of the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. I work my way into. It's not always easy. There's resistance. But I choose it to go forward with God. I'm willing to pay that price because there is something out there that's greater than what this world can ever give me. There's something in this world that will never measure up to the kingdom of God. Amen? I press toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter if you're the little toe in the body of Christ. You're far above this world. Far above all principalities and powers. Names, now and in the future. I'm pressing toward the mark. Maybe God is resetting the clock for the church this time of year. He does that. Naturally, we sort of reset the clock. It's a new year. How many has got some New Year's resolutions? Nobody. Well, you know why? You tried them before, didn't you? And it didn't work. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to have more money than I did yesterday. All these kinds of things. There's nothing wrong with that. Set that goal. But God will get you there, not yourself so much. Amen? He'll give you the peace to go with it. I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God. What if the church universal stood up today and in unison joined arms and heart to heart and faith to faith with God and said, God, from this day forward, there's nothing but you. You're first in everything. No more compromise. You know what that means? It's a new day. It's a resetting of the clock. No more playtime. No more playtime. Well, God, I'm doing all I know to do. Well, He'll remind you of something that you haven't done. I promise you. There's a way of pleasing Him. He's not grievous. His commandments are not grievous. They're not laborsome. His way is easy. His yoke is light. Amen? He lives in you. Let him live out of you. Walk in his walk. Walk in his ways. Talk his talk. Yield to him. And he is our answer. We all run across things almost every day that we don't know. We think we got to do this to fix it. And he says, relax. I got this. He says, cast all your care over on me. Well, that just means church stuff. No, that means at work stuff. It means family stuff. It means all kind of things. Well, I don't, you know, I got time. I got to have time for myself. You know, I'm tired. I had a hard work week, and who in here did not? Except us preachers. We only show up 2 or 3 times a week. That's all we got to do. Hallelujah. I hear the groans already out there. Hallelujah. But seeking God is not doing so much. It's being. I am his child. You are a child of God. Well, we're connected to the family. I'm a child of God. He's my heavenly Father. Well, what would Father say? Well, that's what I need to do today. Amen? God knows we have responsibilities. We have a job. We have this. We have that. He's given you the talent and skill to do it. He's blessing you with a paycheck. He's blessing you with this and that. And that's well and good. But let him go to work with you. Your day will be better. Amen. Smile at people. Pat them on the back. Say, I'm praying for you. Your day will be better. And theirs will too. Amen. I know y'all do a great job with that. But the thing is this. Let's don't forget that there is a prize out there. Prize of the high calling of God. Have you received the high calling from God? Yes. Are you chosen? Yes. To go in this world and preach the gospel. To be a witness. Let that be your New Year's commitment. And if you have a day you messed up, well, guess what? He is a Father that loves. He'll help you get up and pick you up and say, don't do that anymore. And go have fun. Amen? Let's all stand up, please. Y'all been wonderful today. God's done some... I really believe God has set some benchmarks today for us. Families with children. All of us receive them. We stand in the gap for our kids, for these families. We pray one for another. Amen. If y'all don't have anything else to do tomorrow, pray for me. Ann says I need it. I know she does. Glory to God. I'll pay for that one. Hallelujah. Pray one for another. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. Receive the victory he has for you. Get that vision of who you are in Christ Jesus. We'll talk about that tonight probably. Who you are. Hallelujah. God's good. Amen? Y'all love God?
Yes.
Anybody here doesn't love God? Hold your hand up. That never works. Amen. Danny, get your hand down. Go over to God. I said, those that don't love God. You don't. I said, don't love him. Well, that's not you. Sit down, Danny. We love God. If you don't, we'll help you know him. We'll introduce you. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jay, would you dismiss us, please, sir? Amen. We've been told to leave. I'm going to get the bread pudding. I'm going to get the chicken leg. You didn't bring any. Glory to God. Love you guys. All of you. We'll see you tonight at 6, 5 for prayer. Okay? Luke should never say, I'm taking your picture and I'll see you there.
Don't forget to turn your microphone off before you start eating.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. It's good to have wisdom. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. Father, we thank you for the gifts that you gave us today, Lord. And Father, we thank you that your word does not return void, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do. And Father, as the words we receive today, Father, I thank you that they will accomplish everything that you intend for them to accomplish. We thank you and we praise you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we go next door, bless our time together, and Lord, bless our food. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.